the devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Crudy broadcasted in the Shaw. WAUK 540 AM. Got Fancy Brand right through the glass right in there. See you, big guy. Got Evan on the Zoom screen in Madison. Got you on the phones today. We air grievances. It's Friday. But you got to dial 844-967-2789. I can't believe Phil didn't have the patience to hold through the break. Phil from Minneapolis, man. You were first in the queue.
I was looking forward to Phil.
I know, man. But Phil. So don't be a Phil. Or hold a little more patiently. Maybe Phil's boss walked in. Phil, call us back at 844-967-2789. The question I had, what do you think the worst thing that Donald Trump did? I mean, Fancy Brand, you got any opinions? Anything that sticks in your mind?
Mocking a disabled reporter.
That's my son. I've got a son on the autism spectrum, mm-hmm. and he's a good kid. He's doing great. He's heading off to college here soon. But when he saw Donald Trump mock a disabled reporter, I mean, it didn't take much. My kid's got a strong sense of morals, and he knew that wasn't right. And, you know, Republicans, of course. Oh, no. We all mocked the disabled in our party.
Yeah. Really?
It was just the beginning, wasn't it?
It was the beginning of calling everybody snowflakes because they got offended by that thing. Right? Isn't that it?
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Any other?
Oh, I don't know. There's the
prime examples.
There's the grabbing ladies by the hee-hoo and then the hoo-ha. And then there's the, I don't know, stalking Hillary Clinton on the stage, literally breathing down her neck while, like, she was trying to answer a question and he was just stalking in the background, just stuff like that.
But in the whole scheme of things,
I'm just trying to list off things.
The whole scheme of world geopolitical power, of course, his actions towards Putin got to be the worst. I mean, he set the stage for the invasion of Ukraine.
But then there's also the Charlottesville thing. Good people on both sides. What happened?
Joe Biden claims it was Trump's statements about Charlottesville that inspired his presidential run. So that's something good in a roundabout way Trump did. Got himself beat.
But it should have stopped before then is my point. There's the entire talking about anybody who came through the southern border as, you know, rapists and drug addicts and bringing crime, things like that. That's how he started off the whole thing.
Murderers, rapists, and I'm sure some very good people.
Yeah. Very good.
You know, there's always that hedge there. Just... And an asterisk, and some of you probably didn't murder or rape anyone. Like, I've been accused of specifically doing raping. I haven't heard any specific allegations of murder against Trump.
To hear him tell it, he would say, you know, that's what happens with celebrity people. People accuse you all the time so they can get your money and things. But then I look around and go, well, who else? Who else has all this hanging on them? They must be out to get you? Is that it? None of this makes sense otherwise.
Well, then can you blame the man when he would dismiss the FBI director to take the pressure off that rusher thing, right? Because, you know, if you're under pressure and it's within your power to fire the guy that might actually investigate your, you know, alleged criminality or conspiracy with a foreign power, well, I mean, isn't it just logical? You got to fire the FBI director.
And that's another thing.
It's within your job abilities. If I can fire the guy investigating me, if I could fire the cop that pulled me over to the side of the road trying to write me a ticket, I tell you what, you're fired. I would do that.
That's something that happens in a movie. And it, like, the end of it is like The Rock or like Patrick Swayze comes in and takes out the rich guy who does that stuff. But this isn't a movie. And the rich guy is allowed to run around and run amok and... The poor double deuce is closed.
The only one I can think of is Roadhouse.
That's what I'm saying. That's Roadhouse. That's the whole thing. Is the guy, you know, the guy's above the law. He can do whatever he wants. If he gets pulled over,
owns the sheriff.
He owns the sheriff. It doesn't matter.
I love Ozark for just that reason.
Yeah, I mean what's power if you can't, you know, wield it and make people cower in front of you? That's really what power is all about. It's not actually doing anything with it or, you know, using it to better the world or anything. It's just subjugating other people. That's the most important thing of power, at least according to the Trumps and people who worship him.
But, okay. setting aside the Trump topic, because I see Tony bit. We'll get to you in a moment, Tony. Be patient. 844-967-2789. Let's take Tony. I don't want to leave Tony hanging because I'm going to go on a tangent, you know, in all likelihood, and you might go on one. Next thing I know, Tony's asleep at the wheel. Tony, welcome back, man. What do you got for us?
I guarantee you I wouldn't have fell asleep during your tangent. Here's what I think. I think the reason Trump is really worried about the DNA test is because once they put it through the CODIS, it's going to start popping up all over the place.
Bing, you know? Bing, 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 bing. Are you suspecting, Tony?
Cosby on steroids.
Do you think there are lots of illegitimate Trump kids out there?
I'm thinking. That's what, you know, I don't want that DNA out there, so...
Well, I mean, if you look at the known spawn of Eric and Don, and of course Ivanka, yeah. I know he finds his daughter very sexy, but the kids, the boys, they're not good looking boys, and they're not overly bright. And if I, you know, had some randoms out there, some illegitimates, and I looked at the two that I knew about, I wouldn't go looking very hard either. No 23 and me's for me.
Yeah, but then you put.
Well, that's the thing, because it'll start popping up with the siblings. You know, if Don Jr., they can tell if you're related to somebody. You know, that's how they busted that guy in California that was raping all those people, because they found one of his relatives.
are we sure that Trump and Eric and Don Jr. are we sure he's the father?
I'm not sure. Well, I'm
have
not
you
sure
looked at them at all?
Have you
seen them?
Yeah, I guess that is a tell. Tony, what do you? Before I let you go, my good friend out on the leftist coast in Oregon, not Oregon like we have here in the state of Wisconsin, but Oregon, Portland specifically. Tony, what do you think the worst thing that Donald Trump did during his presidency? What's the thing that bothered you most about the guy?
Oh my God! I think if I was going to go with the not bothered me at the time, but I think the worst thing he did was withhold weapons from Ukraine, and it's showing right now.
Well, we did try to impeach the man for it, but of course, guys like U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from my state, he voted to acquit.
Johnson from Wisconsin.
Ron Johnson.
Have a good day, guys.
Tony, thanks for listening, man. 844-967-2789. Be like Tony. You can always call the Devils.
See, if he had an illegitimate child out there, right?
We're talking about Trump.
For me, I would assume that kid is intelligent, smart, and a decent person. Because I want to put forth the nature versus nurture argument that if that illegitimate child had grown up in the Trump family, that child would be ruined. But if that illegitimate child grew up, you know, in a normal family, would probably be a decent person. And for my hope, if you're an illegitimate child of Trump, I hope that nobody finds out about you. But for my own schadenfreude, I would love to see that everybody else that was away from him grew up better without him.
Although, to the best of my knowledge, my mom never spent any time in New York, never went to any department stores where she got trapped in a corner by Donald Trump. I do have bad hair. I am roughly 6'2", 239, and I do have just a touch of narcissism, some people say.
Have you thought about this a little bit?
do you wake up
in a cold sweat in the night going, really? It might be.
Do you remember when Christian Slater, or what? Not Christian Slater, Christian Schneider, the righty conservative columnist in Milwaukee, called me more Trumpian than Trump?
Really?
And he left it up on the digital front page of the local paper for like a week. Yeah, when the local conservative's calling you more Trump than Trump, you gotta that requires a little self reflection.
See, there you go. You're not Trump's kid. Self reflection.
I met DNA Daddy. We met him on the radio.
We played that interview a couple times. It's a good interview.
Chuck. Yeah, I've got a DNA uncle now, and he lives in the Des Moines area. A little scary there with the tornadoes recently, but John and his wife Mary, the lovely former professor at University of Iowa, they apparently are road tripping And I'm thinking, you know, is that a cost-effective way to travel these days, guys? Road trip into California. That's a hell of a drive from Iowa.
I love doing that. I drove out there. When I moved to L.A., I put everything in a Nissan 200SX. Me in a Nissan 200SX.
That's a rear-wheel drive, right? That's a coupe.
Little tiny coupe.
Yeah, yeah.
Myself, one of my best friends, and my two cats and everything I owned drove out to L.A. in a Nissan 200SX.
I would like
to... I didn't make it.
It did not?
No, I totally didn't. I was just playing. I didn't make it. We died along the way.
Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
844-967-2789.
That's where those chains are here.
You can bring your grievances or your road trip cat stories, whatever it is that you think's appropriate on a Friday afternoon. Tom from Madison, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, a Trump love child. Is that what we're talking about?
I could be. I could be the
I mischaracterize this as a love child, okay?
Yes, there'd be no love involved. And no, I've already determined, because for many years, Tom, the man who I thought was my daddy was not. And, you know, first it all started. My brother sent me my mom's divorce decree. And I can do some simple math, and it didn't add up that the guy that I thought was dad was dad. They were divorced well before my conception. So anyways, it was only very recently, you know, I had to think, could I be Trump's love baby? And the answer is no. I'm apparently Chuck's love baby.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Oh, I think Trump's number
He voted for Trump twice. Yeah. I do believe twice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. So nature, nurture, you make the call.
I don't know. I was thinking about, you know, Trump's worst defense, and I think in many ways it's the whole fake news thing. He used that, and every Trump supporter uses the same thing. It's just, you know, the liberal press, or as Ron Johnson says, the legacy press. And you're getting these reports from Ukraine and Russia and all around Eastern Europe. And these are people that are risking their lives every day to, you know, get this story. And now we have even dictators in other countries using the phrase fake news whenever they get caught doing stuff. And it's just, I think it's one of the things making the free press the enemy of the people is something that's going to live on for a long time.
You know, fake news, that was pioneered by Hitler, my understanding. You know, that wasn't Donald Trump's original idea. He didn't have any original ideas. I mean, the guy figured out how to bankrupt three casinos in Atlantic City. The guy never, you know, he's not exactly brilliant, despite all his statements to the contrary. But, you know, he basically grabbed up some Mein Kampf and read from cover to cover.
Oh, he's basically doing fascism 101. In fact, there's a great book called How Fascism Works that's, if you read it, it's step-by-step Trumpism. It's absolutely amazing. But he brought it, you know, to the attention. It got into the American vocabulary, I think, because of Trump.
Yeah.
And especially now. And I think that's something that's just truly unfortunate, because you can't, you know, it kind of helped the anti-maskers and the anti-vaxxers and everybody, where it's like, well, I've done my own research and it's not the, you know, the fake news. And, you know, it's certainly not the time of Walter Cronkite. So I really do miss that time.
Tom, are you concerned about any of the other Republicans coming up after Trump, you know, fascist wannabes? Who's the next most concerning Republican?
I would say DeSantis. Every time you see a headline out of Florida, it is like a headline out of Florida. It gets crazier and crazier, and I think he's trying to be trying to be Trump-like, but I think he's trying to be Trump, you know, Trump too.
Tom, appreciate that thought. Come back with us. Your Friday grievances could be next. 844-967-2789.
What do you think of these online reports that say you had a love child in college?
I say that you're a terrible reporter.
You are the father.